Thursday afternoon. That means it's time for the Hollywood Minutes. Back to Kavi's basement for the Casio. Kavi, that's pretty good.
You like that?
That's nice. I mean, how long did you have to practice?
Like 45 minutes.
45 minutes to get it down? I mean, it's almost John Tesh.
Thank you.
Who is a former E.T. host.
How about that?
Did you know that? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's like, Hollywood Minutes kind of thing. Say hello to Hollywood, who we protect his name because we have to protect him because, well, there are people who want to kill him. And a lot of them are in the studio. What's up, Hollywood?
Oh, Kelly Carr, we are driving the world wild and freeing minds everywhere. And aren't you excited today? Sports starts up again after a long hiatus, a sports-free summer. We're back with the NFL.
Yeah, and you said that we're driving the world wild and setting minds free everywhere. So we're the anti-Republican convention is basically what we are. Is that right?
Well, I'm not talking against any party. I will say that the media was unfair to Sarah Palin as they were to Hillary. And she came out yesterday, and you know what? I'm always updated with the polls.
Yes.
Today, you go to CBS.com. For those of you who don't listen to Hollywood, who's up on the spot, it's 42-42, a dead heat after last night's speech. It's 42-42, Obama McCain. You guys don't believe me? CBS.com.
All right, see, now that's a more realistic website for me to believe in, because you've been giving me, like, RepublicanConvention.com polls.
I've given you Zogby.com, and let me tell you something about Zogby. Zogby has been dead on the last three elections.
Never even heard of that.
Well, I understand you're, the man with all the knowledge when it comes to sports and that kind of stuff. Yeah. And sometimes, we branch onto the other races that are out there, the other fixed races.
I think it's very important to know who the next leader of the free world is going to be. And as long as it's,
somebody.
not one of these two people, I'll be fine with that.
Well, interestingly enough, on this front, Bob Barr is also polling at about 5%. And if he gets 5%, which he may not when it comes down to it, but these two parties rigged the elections so that if no one could come to the debates anymore besides them two, unless in a previous election, presidential election, someone gets 5% or more. So if this Bob Barr guy gets 5% or more, he could be in the debates in the next 4 years.
All right. Well, then I'm looking forward to that. All right. Let's talk a little sports since this is a sports show.
Absolutely.
The NFL is underway as we speak. The Giants marching down the field, no problem right now. Eli Manning picking up where he left off last year. Tell me about some predictions that you see in the NFL this year.
I got predictions. I got them for each division. I tell you what, it's exciting times. When basketball ends, even though basketball I don't really consider a sport since it's basically rigged, but the thing, and the NBA has been exposed so many times by us on here, but when we come to the NFL, it's rigged too, but it's a lot of fun. I can't wait for it to start. I got the divisions here.
Go.
And I'd like to hear your opinions too, Kelly.
Okay.
AFC East, who do you got?
AFC East. That would mean that I would have to care about the NFL, right? Okay.
Let's pretend you do.
All right. For argument's sake, let's pretend that I do. I'm going to go with, I think, Philadelphia.
Well, no, the AFC East.
Oh, you said NFC East.
Well, if I said NFC East, let's start at NFC East. I was thinking AFC East.
All right, NFC East. That's who I'm going with.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to shock the world.
By any chance, you're not a betting man?
They're freeing minds everywhere.
Well, you know what? See, what I do, and I look at this stuff, I don't look at the talent of the teams, and that's why I do so well in my predictions. I look at who does the commissioner want to fix it for, and that's why I picked the New York Giants last year.
All right, well, and that's a good pick, but you got to remember, too, that Philadelphia is one of the largest media markets out there, so that's not
a bad pick.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the commissioner doesn't like McNabb. I don't know what it is, but, the Philadelphia Eagles players, they said in the Super Bowl versus the Patriots, that they were just handling Tom Brady like he was just a, you know, redheaded stepchild, and they were handling him easily. And all of a sudden at halftime, no matter what defensive play they picked, it was like they knew it before. Magically, the Patriots somehow knew exactly what defensive play they were calling every time. I wonder how they knew that, being that the NFL was allowing them to cheat. Then they get caught, and then the NFL doesn't even punish them. So, you know, I don't know. Philadelphia, not bad. That's a sneaky one. I'm going to have to keep my eye on
that. Yeah, I like Philadelphia. In the NFC North, someone's got to win that division, so I guess I would pick Minnesota. NFC South, I like New Orleans. And in the NFC West, I am not buying into the Arizona hype. I would take Seattle. So I've got Philadelphia, Minnesota, New Orleans, Seattle in the NFC.
Now, this is who I got. Now, we know that the NFC West, I mean, we could put Fresno State Bulldogs in the NFC West, and they might be able to win that thing.
They might.
I mean, the NFC West is so bad, USC would go undefeated over there. Here's the thing about the NFC West. Any one of these teams could win it because every one of those teams are so bad.
Okay.
So you got a shot here. Now, here's the thing. The Cardinals, they're a sneaky team. They got good talent. I think, what's his name, Kurt Warner threw 28 touchdowns in like 10 games last year. Mm-hmm. Amazing. And could they do it? I mean, they blew that game versus the 49ers last year. It was one of the biggest choke jobs I've ever seen. The field goal kicker missing it. It was, what, a 27-yard field goal? Unbelievable. Here's the thing. The Cardinals are playing the Niners opening day.
Mm-hmm.
If the Cardinals blow that game, we could just go ahead and mail in the rest of the season. I don't even care if they somehow finish 9-7 and make the playoffs. That just means they stink. If you can't beat the 49ers, I think they got swept last year by the 49ers. If you can't beat the 49ers, you're not going to do it.
Okay.
But the 49ers, if they could somehow sneak that win, they could somehow be sneaky. I mean, you know, for all those Niner fans out there, they're not going to win the Super Bowl. But maybe they could somehow make the playoffs 9-7, be scrappy. They got a good defense. They got some good running game. And thank goodness, Alex D. Smith, who actually makes David Carr look like a legitimate NFL player, is possibly the worst player I've ever seen. Although, Jamarcus Russell is going to give him a run for the money this year.
Well, I agree with you there. What about the North and the South? Who do you like there?
So in the West, I'm going to take the Cardinals, even though I think Seattle's going to do it. I'm going to take the Cardinals.
Okay.
Just so finally, you know, they'll give him a bone.
Right.
Okay, the NFC South, did you say?
Yes.
The NFC South, that's, man, talk about, I mean, all of those teams stink. I guess I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. They got a good defense. They got decent. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay, but I don't like it.
All right. And in the North?
But I do like, if you're a betting man,
okay.
I do kind of like this bet. Detroit -3 at Atlanta this week. Detroit -3 at Atlanta, and Atlanta is so bad. The Detroit -3 at Atlanta is not that bad of a bet.
No, I would agree with you on that. So you like Detroit in the NFC North?
I like Detroit. I do like Detroit. My problem with Detroit is,
Detroit's
that team that every year, kind of like the Cardinals and the 49ers, everybody comes out and says, this year they're going to be better. This year they're better than last, and they always stink. You know? So when, you know, if you say it every year, one year you're going to say, I told you, Detroit.
Yeah. So this is not that year.
It may not be. The Vikings, if I think they get Booty in there, a quarterback, and get Tavares Jackson absolutely out of there, they have a decent chance.
All right. AFC, I would go in the East, New England, in the North. That's a tough division, but I like Pittsburgh there. In the AFC South, Indianapolis, that's kind of a no-brainer. And in the West, it's got to be San Diego.
In the West, it's got to be San Diego by default. You know, Marty Schottenheimer has done the best with no talent I've ever seen. I mean, he gets those teams in there with no talent, kind of like the Oakland A's were doing for a while. They had no talent, but they'd make the playoffs. I'm not talking about the 89 A's, who was the single greatest baseball team who ever played, but I'm talking about the A's ever since then.
Right.
Now, you can't blame Schottenheimer for not winning in the playoffs when he had no business getting to the playoffs in the first place. It was a miracle he got there.
Yes.
And he was losing to superior teams. They got rid of him. Bad mistake. I agree with you on that. I'm going to go with San Diego. I'm going to go with the Cowboys, by the way, if I didn't mention the NFC East. Although, don't count out the New York Giants. The commissioner's got a little sweet tooth in his heart for the New York Giants. The Raiders are so bad. I love the Raiders, but they're just so bad. Jamarcus Russell, I don't know what they're going to do. The AFC South, you say Colts is a no-brainer. I could see the commissioner saying, oh, we've had enough of the Colts, but if I had to bet my life, I'll take the Colts.
Yep.
I don't believe the Texans hype. The Titans are so bad.
Yeah.
The Jaguars, you know, they got a good D. It could be the Jaguars,
could
too.
Be.
I wouldn't count them out.
No. I would, that would be my second pick.
I got another sneaky bet here.
Yeah.
You know, it involves your favorite person in the world, since you're so unbiased, Brett Favre, yeah. The one-man team.
Yeah.
You know, Brett Favre, I got a sneaky bet for the betting man, -3 at Miami? Brett Favre, -3 against that horrible Dolphins?
I like that pick. So who
that's not bad.
Do you
so
like
some
me?
Of you might be, you know, feeling a little down with the economy. I gave you guys two choices
that's
there.
That's good.
I like New York Jets -3 at Miami. Get on it.
New England then in the AFC East and Pittsburgh in the AFC North?
I got New England, but I tell you what, if the commissioner's smart, he's going to be fixing it for Brett Favre this year. He's going to have to do it. Everyone's going to be watching. He's either going to fix it for him or against him. So we'll see what happens. I mean, if he's fixing it for him, the Jets are going to take it to Miami like you've never seen. I'd like to see the Jets win that division. That division is so bad. I think the Bills are underdog by only 1 point to Seattle this week. That's not a bad bet for Seattle. I like that one, too.
All right, so you like all those bets. I think that those are good. Hollywood, we're up against the clock here. We got to go, but I'm going to keep these, keep track of these, and we'll keep following them throughout the season. So
you got it. I got the Steelers, but I got it. You know, a sneaky pick, maybe the Browns, maybe the Bengals. Last thing on my Hollywood gossip.
Yes.
Some people say the single greatest athlete in sports of any sport, Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Right.
He's getting divorced right now. Probably the single greatest athlete. I don't know, 10, 12-time world champion.
Okay, you're delusional, but yes, go
ahead. Oh, no. What he did to Andre the Giant in the RCA Dome, the single greatest sporting event of all time.
Okay.
Here we go. His wife is getting divorced with him because he was having sex with the daughter's best friend. I don't know, 30 years younger than him. She says that he's spending $105,000 a month, but he only makes $50,000 a month. And that Hulk Hogan is going bankrupt, the single greatest athlete of our time.
Okay. I will keep an eye on that and watch that.
Last and final, David Duchovny.
Yeah.
He went into sex rehab. Everyone's talking about this, but the rumors have it, my good Hollywood friends, my rumors have it that David Duchovny was put into sex rehab by his wife, or she was going to divorce him, because he's been cheating on her for years.
Okay. Well,
but now he's going into sex rehab. I mean, how do you go into sex rehab? What happens? You come out and you say, "Honey, I'm cured."
Yeah, and I have absolutely no interest in you whatsoever.
Yeah, at least you get Bill Clinton in there.
Well, maybe so. That's not bad. All right, Hollywood.
Hey, Kelly, did you see that video of Hillary Clinton walking up to the stage with Bill? It's on YouTube with Bill and Obama, and she comes up to the stage, and Bill Clinton goes to give her a kiss, and he puckers his lips. And he goes to give her a kiss, and she denies him and turns her back on him, shakes Obama's hand, and stands the rest of the time with her back towards Bill. It's on YouTube. It's crazy.
I'll have to check that out. Thank you, Hollywood. Always a pleasure.
I love you guys. Have a good week. And the NFL starts, baby. Woo!